Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down is your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Great, great episode for you today. A lot of things to talk about here in this intro. But before I do any of that, I want to say that today, July the 21st, marks the 3-year anniversary of the first ever episode of the Brad Gilmore Show. 3 years ago today, I sat down in my bedroom at my grandmother's home with Avery Davis and Kyle Hubbard and sat down and recorded the first ever Brad Gilmore Show that played on Optimo Radio 3 years ago today. So I just want to say thank you to all the listeners who've helped me continue to do this. Yes, you hear my girlfriend in the background. She's about to join us here on the show. But thank you to everybody who's kept the show going, kept supporting us. And a lot of stuff to talk about with you coming up here in the future. A lot of major announcements. But let me bring in my guest at this time. You've heard it on the show now like 2 or 3 times already. You're making a lot of appearances here, Farrah.
Yeah.
Miss Farrah Z is with us today. How you doing, Farrah?
Good.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I wanted to get you on the show today because at the time we're doing this, last night was the On the Run tour with Jay-Z and Beyonce. It was amazing.
It was amazing. I don't even know what to tell you.
Well, first of all, why don't you face the microphone?
Oh.
And second, so walk me through your night real quick. Just give me a brief synopsis.
A brief synopsis?
Yeah.
From when? The beginning?
Or? Yeah, beginning. Right when you enter the car and you're on the way to the park.
All right, well, we were trying to find parking, and it was a little ridiculous, but we got lucky. Parked on Commerce, and I don't know. I forgot.
You parked on the other side of the freeway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
Right behind this cafe that looked pretty, it was closed. We got lucky, so we parked there for free.
Because I know people were paying $80 for
that parking. Yeah, I saw like $80, $40, $60.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
You know, front row tickets for like that show was like they were like $4,500.
Oh, $4,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were definitely not in the front. We were in the middle though, so that was good. Section 420.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. And then we walked all the way to the line, and the line was pretty long. We waited. It went by pretty fast though. They were scanning tickets and got in, and then we took the elevator to get there. Get upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, the most important part is the show.
Not how
I got there.
Yeah, there you go. Talk about the show. So, were they on stage together the whole time? Were they switching on and off? Who started the show?
They started off together, but yeah, they did switch throughout the show. And then they were together throughout it as well. It was really good. There was no opening act. It was just them right off the bat. Like, they just started the show.
What were the highlights of the show? Like, what are the best songs, best performances of the night?
The best performances were Partition, because Jay-Z did his, like, little rap to it.
Yeah.
In the beginning. And then she came out and just went crazy. And what else was good? I like Run the World when she said Run the World.
Yeah, Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Texas, baby.
Yeah. Just, like, a lot of the parts where she was representing Texas was really, like, really cool.
Did she do, like, a lot of hometown stuff?
Yeah, she wore this leather jacket that said Texas on the back.
Oh, nice.
It was really nice. And when they came out, she was, like, throwing up Houston.
Throwing up the H.
And she wore, like, this black cowgirl hat. She looked amazing.
Black cowgirl hat and Beyonce.
And a long, like, fur coat. And, like, a one, like, leotard, like, black thing. I don't know. Honestly, it was incredible. They showed a lot of, like, cinematic videos of them being on the run and, like, kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde thing.
Did they do Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes, they did.
Well, that makes sense. So, it was a good show. You'd recommend if anyone can see it.
Best concert I've ever seen. Ever.
Best concert ever. Now, who is the better performer, Jay-Z or Beyonce?
Well, Jay-Z can't shake his ass and come out, like, in a song. So.
Although, what a show that would be, huh?
So, I would say Beyonce, but them together, like, is really cool.
So, she came out in a thong?
They're unstoppable.
Did she come out in a thong?
Yeah, she did. She came out with this. It was, like, she was covered in the front. When she turned around, but all her dancers were wearing it too. It was like a thong. You could see her ass cheeks.
Were they nice ass cheeks?
Oh, yeah. The thing about Beyonce is you know her ass is real, you know? Like, yeah. I don't even know whose ass is real anymore. I really don't.
Everyone has the fake ass.
I can't tell. But hers, she's just so natural and she's so talented. It's ridiculous. It's kind of like, fuck, I hate you. Why are you so talented? Both of them, when I left, I was like, damn.
They're so good.
And I thought it was cool how the beginning, before anything happened, like, the lights were still on. They had on across the screen, it said, this is not real life. And then the last thing they showed on the screen, at the end of the show, it said, this is real life. And it was, like, right after they showed a lot of clips of Blue and, like, about their, just how they travel the world together and a lot of things, like, how they've known each other since they were a lot younger.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, amazing. And they showed you, like, you know, not all this glamorous stuff is life. Like, this is real life, being
like, in a family and being married.
Oriented, yeah.
Well, that's being awesome. Married, that's awesome stuff. Love. So, On the Run is a definitely strong recommend from you. If you can see it in any other city right now and if you're listening.
You have to.
I'm so mad I missed it.
Yeah. I don't want to rub it in anyone's face or your face if you've missed it. But seriously, it was something for the books.
I called Stocks yesterday. I'm like, hey, what are you doing tonight? He's like, I don't know. I was like, you want to go try to find some scalpers tickets for this Beyonce Jay-Z show? He was like, nah, man. I was like, all right, I'm not going by myself.
Yeah, Chloe, she was telling me she was trying to win tickets the same day.
Anyway, so, well, great. On the Run 2014 for the books, a history making show. I'm mad that I missed it. But as we're continuing the show, I want to make a couple announcements, and you can be here to hear these announcements with me and deliver them to the people, Farrah. That's what we
J
do.
J plus B. Forever.
All right. But coming up August the 4th, which is a Monday, August the 4th is the official launch of one of the most epic things I've ever...
Epic.
That's right, epic. One of the most epic things and epic journeys that I've begun in my career as a podcaster, because on August the 4th, the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand that you love so much is going to continue every Monday in its same time slot, and you will always have this show. Now, you know we have the Brad Gilmore Show archive, but as of 8/4, it will be no longer. That podcast will no longer exist because... On August the 4th is the launch of the first ever Brad Gilmore Show Network. That's right. We're going to have all kinds of new programming for you every week. You're going to get 3 different podcasts every single week here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. It's the same podcast, so if you are subscribed to it, you don't have to go click anything new. You'll just get automatic new podcasts into your iTunes player or wherever you're listening to this. I actually saw statistics last night. 50% of the people who listen to the show listen through iTunes. So shout out to everyone who listens to me through iTunes or your iOS or your iPhone, any of that stuff. But yeah, we're gonna have the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. We're gonna have Archive playing you special episodes from the Brad Gilmore Show on Optimo Radio, Local Live, GMT Radio. And we're also gonna have new things with the Announce Table podcast is continuing. We're going to have Tat Talk, so if you're a hip-hop fan, it's a dream. If you're a wrestling fan, it's a dream. We're going to be talking about movies, music, all kinds of great stuff here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network, Farrah. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
August the 4th, it's coming to you. So right now, we're going to get into a little DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show, and we'll be right back after this. Farrah, thank you for filling us in on the Run, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace. Yeah,
This that old school crackles in the sample hip hop for you. Uh-huh. K-Dot.
And I'm high.
H-Town.
So high.
Yeah. Please hold your applause.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere I go, it always seems I'm so alone. So I say what up. Wherever the streets I roam, trying to find my way back home. So I say what up.
I'm way too fucking broke just to spit it for the love of it. My stage name, the same name acknowledged by the government. What up with it? Ain't no mind to fiction, I'm a realist. If my dream become a nightmare, I won't hesitate to kill it. I'm shooting, got your crips around, about to move it. Never play it safe, bitch, the facelift for Houston. Always representing, no, I never rest a minute. You a hustler, of a customer, investing all your spending. I'm living, but I'm warm through the winter. And my mother said, yeah, take a champ to lose like a winner, okay. I wanna be a star up in a mansion, but I'd rather be your father planting seeds up on a campus. I ain't painting pictures, I'm just giving you the canvas. Why is it you look at me as if I have the answers, son? This the moment every single artist, fan, promoter's calling every day. Sammy hasn't called in years.
It always seems I'm so alone. So I say what up. Wherever the streets I roam, trying to find my way back home. So I say what up.
Trust me, Dad, I'm smart enough to know a dream is hard to clutch. But this is for my hater likes and teachers that just started us. What up, what up? Let me say I'm sorry to my folks. The only kid in English knows that was old enough to vote. But I passed a grad at the bottom of his class. Ain't a college in the state that's gonna bother with this ass. So I try, and I'm like, fuck it, I'd just rather be a superstar. You gotta tear the earth apart just to learn who you are. And this is for my haters too. Nights without a club, a fool, my skinny ass, I made it through. With teachers steady fucking me, the managers, promoters, plus A&R's fucking me. What kind of legend does a corny single jingle make? About to scorch the fucking earth just to catch a single snake. I've been praying for the day that I'll be famous, but honestly, a part of me hopes I never make it.
Where I go, it always seems I'm so alone. So I say what up, wherever the streets I roam, trying to find my way back home. So I say what up,
okay, first things first, pussy motherfuckers better hold they purse. If you ain't on my team, please step to the side. I will not be present when they roll in your hearse. Shout one time for the real motherfuckers that'll speak they mind when they do see fit. Stand up, cast no seats in the villain. If you think you the villain, are you losing grip? Finger on the trigger when the Uzi hit. You gonna recover or will you be split? Down on both knees, sucking on dick. Get really similar to a groupie bitch. I'm still in the game, been drilling my name. Fake goes both ways, treat women the same. And I don't give a shit if she gonna be giving me brain. Cause it ain't gonna be different after we biggity bang. You feeling me, man? I'm telling you, I see that I need it, I need it, I want it. I'm feeling me defeated. I'm hitting these fraudulent motherfuckers because they thinking they something. I need to be coming up in the ring to beat them and cuff them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Gotta make these people recognize who they dealing with. Mr. Windy Jones finna walk up at the dealership in the rain. A goddamn thing you could tell.
Always got your hand out and you knocking at my door. Cause you fraudulent. If I was you, I'd throw my phone. Cause we all know you fraudulent. The type to smile and give me down. When I turn around, you stab my back. Nah, homeboy, I ain't messing with that.
I do what I say what I do. That's how I sleep, no, it ain't about you. Just cause I know him don't make him my crew. Just cause I'm with her don't make him my boo. Authenticity ain't that prevalent. Got a real friend, be thankful, treasure it. Can't overstate it, you can't embellish it. Crosby, a listen over populated settlement. Tell them people there, I don't wanna visit them. Tell Barack, push the button, get rid of them. I'm just playing, but I'm talking about principles. Tolerance is minimal, generally in general. Okay, beautiful, give them something to listen to. They don't wanna hear no running from your fear, grow. Face it and embrace it and eventually replace it with courage and assurance, not a fraudulent occurrence. Hate is a deterrent, a disturbance to the money man. If you fail to understand, you gon' need another plan. If somehow you overstand, you gon' do the running man. Standing on a 100 grand with a summer tan. In the dead of winter, cause you posted up in a tropical spot like a big, big winner. Indigenous fraud, about to run up in a, or you can just stay fraudulent.
Always got your hand out, and you knocking at my door. Cause you fraudulent. If I was you, I'd slow my phone. Cause we all know you fraudulent.
fire, can they give me down? When I turn around, you stab my back. Nah, homeboy, I ain't messing with that. Cause you full up in that old school. Well, tell these motherfuckers that I know I look young, but mama did not raise no fool. Stupid ass thinking that you so cool. Put your hand down, I don't know you. Got no buzz, kinda like an old dude. But honestly, what the fuck are you gon' do? Cause whenever I'm coming, you want me rubbing it on rude. Ooh, that's nasty, sir. Chainsaw spit like massacre. I gotta look through the lens and focus the aperture. Cause every woman I meet want me to go after her. It's like, goddamn, dog, I don't got the patience. And Corellin' with the pen, I'm pulling Raven. Esk on the desk with the S on my chest. With the moral of the story is the game, nobody save them. Slab ride in my dreams if I could. But for now, I whip a two-door. Civic with the coupe, bro. Reppin' my city whenever I get a million. I reinvested in every one of you better feel me. I'm telling you that it's Whitney. Houston till I'm gone. Chiefin' on that cheap, but taking two shots of Patron. Better holla at Chiguala by the time we meet tomorrow. You could be another motherfucker moving with the song.
Always got your hand out and you knocking at my door. Cause you
fraudulent.
If I was you, I'd slow my roll. Cause we all know you
fraudulent.
The type to smile and give me down. When I turn around, you stab my back. Nah, homeboy, I ain't messing with that. Cause you fraudulent.
My waist, summer day, small waist and pretty face, body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves, so you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game, cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated, kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you, than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you was a dinner before you turned out lights, girl. Walks on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, go hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Just like the Conoco, I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started to talk about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from Neiman? Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explains why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear to stay and gang crazy like a Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then after a couple dates, see these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. been it from the start. You know who we are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Cause pleasing you is easy.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Hey, check out Reality of Wrestling on the Booker T ROW on YouTube. Like I always say, now can you dig that, sucker?
Body, I wanna do. Damn, girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah, girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go.
But I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You're not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl? When you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl, something like Beyonce. Ring, girl, something like Beyonce. One day, maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady's trying to say the world, why left on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game for you.
Let's go.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama sama my kusa. Mama say, mama sama my kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest thing.
Forget you from the times of fun. It's all in
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Right now, what I'm about to do this live on air, on the phone. I'm about to get DJ Motai on the telephone right now, live on the air. So look, it's dialing right now. I'm going to get DJ Motai on the show. Here it is. Let's see if he answers. The suspense is killing me. It is. It's killing me. There's another ring. Come on, DJ Motai.
What up, man?
What's up, DJ Motai? How you doing, man?
What's up, BG?
We're on the show right now. I did a live call, and boom, you're on the show.
Oh, man.
How you doing?
I didn't say anything that would have, you know, yeah.
Good to hear from you, man. What's going on? What are you doing, man?
Dude, you want to know what I'm doing?
Huh?
This is so cool. This is absolutely awesome moment right now. I am on, recording the BG show, and I am hanging off my bed.
You're hanging off your bed?
Yes.
So you're
awesome.
You're in your room, in your house, and you've decided,
yes,
I'm going to be the first person in this world to podcast while hanging off my bed.
Yes, I'm literally hanging off my bed right now. This is awesome.
That you have taken it to a new level of awesomeness.
New level.
DJ Motai, good to hear your voice
again.
World
record broken right here.
World record breaking. Breaking. Breaking news. Broken records. Record breaking. All types of stuff is going on right now with DJ Motai. Man, hey, I wanted to talk to you, man. You've had an interesting week, and you're going to know what I'm referring to here in a second.
Okay.
I woke up last Tuesday morning, because this is a fake Monday morning, so last Tuesday morning, and
right.
You sent me, like, the screenshot of you. You have a fake Instagram account. It was, like, Tyler underscore DJ Motai. It was, like, a fake Instagram. And you're like, dude, where? And then, like, there was, like, a video of you, like, taking a video of a dog or something like that. And you were talking. And you're like, man, I don't even remember this, but this sounds like me. Who is, blah, blah, blah. So talk to us about your fake IG account.
Hey, did you watch the video?
I did.
Did you sound like? Did you hear the way that person sounded?
It sounded exactly like you.
Bro, it was weird. Like I feel like somebody like kidnapped me and like fucking like we did something and then they like wiped my memory like and then in black they had a little flashy pen thing.
Yeah.
The flashy pen. Anyways, I was all right. So it was last week at Debonair. After we packed up everything, somebody was asking for my Instagram, and then I tell them, and then they're like, "Oh, which one?" I'm like, "Whoa, wait a minute, what?"
What do you mean, which one? Yeah.
Exactly. So then I look at it, I'm like, who is this? So I click on it, and like it's just these old pictures of like from Facebook and Instagram, and it's like the way they upload the pictures, it wasn't even in order of when I put them up. I was like, if you're going to make a fake, Instagram of me, at least do shit right. You know what I'm saying? So, and what's funny was, when I checked it, they made it 6 hours ago. And within 6 hours, they uploaded 35 pictures in 6 hours. I'm like, what the heck?
So the account was actually made 6 hours before you saw it?
Yeah, before I found out.
Okay, wow. So that was actually really quick for you to find out about it. But here's the thing, like they already had like 50 something followers. I was looking, all the pictures had like 20 likes at least, and I'm
I was like, dang, I 20 likes for me is like, it's a little above average on my real profile. I'm like, who are all these people that they're following and following them? But actually, man, I don't know if you looked through it, but there were like all the spam pages. Like I'd say 90% of the followers and following was like spam pages. Talking about, add me, get more likes, blah, blah, blah. And there was a couple of real people, but I didn't even know who any of them were.
It's strange, man. So you have this fake Instagram account and like, what, like, I don't know, man, because for me, you told me actually, you're like, well, honestly, I'm kind of flattered that someone took the time to make a fake Instagram account, which I understand, too. And I saw people on your when you posted it on your Instagram, your official Instagram, at DJ Motai, you said, I'm kind of, hey, some people were like, man, you're famous. You're famous, da 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 da. And,
somebody was like, hey, man, you're that. Like,
but at the same time, it also like would creep me the hell out. And you think about, man, who did this? Why did they do this? Who has the time to do this? I mean, do you have any suspects?
I have no idea who I should like even suspect, but it's funny and scary. I wouldn't say funny, I would say more scary, because okay, so this person was like, you know, they were seriously acting like me, replying to comments and, you know, doing all this stuff. And then I was looking through the followers, and then there was this one person that I was trying to see who was private and who was unprivate, so I could, you know, do some creeping. And so I found this one person, and the last was a picture of me. And this was when it was a picture of me when I borrowed my dad's convertible, and I took a selfie with the top down. And then, like, it said, hacked by the best Tyler_DJ Mozart. And it was, like, his whole conversation going back and forth with this person, right? And then, like, it's scary because the other person asked, quote-unquote, me if I moved. And I said, yeah, I moved to Katy. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, wow. That's kind of scary.
I was like, okay, I understand, you know, my stuff out there is like, you know, I guess it's not on private, but still, that's just creepy how well somebody knows, you know.
And, you know, in 2014, like, a big thing is, you know, we all have a huge, especially people our age, you know, back from MySpace and stuff like that, we have a huge digital footprint out there on the internet. And, you know, all kinds of information about us is out there, and we don't even realize, like, you know, we put our telephone number on a Facebook page, and then, boom, everyone has your telephone number. You know, everyone has access to your phone.
Yeah.
Everyone knows your email. Everyone, you know. Go ahead.
It's crazy that this person, whatever they may be, they might even be listening to the BG show right now.
I would say if they took the time to make a fake Instagram account, they're most definitely listening to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right now with DJ Motai. But wait, Motai, there's more. What I'm about to do is I'm about to tell Ashley Imani to give us a call. I'm about to shoot a text. Call in money, not Imani.
Are you typing this and you saying it as you type it?
I said it as I type it, yeah.
Okay. I got the message too.
There you go. See, I sent it to the group message. You know, it's been a minute, Motai, since we've all been able to be in the same room. Do you realize this?
Man.
We haven't.
I
know our schedules recently have been insane. We haven't been able to even sit down to record a podcast face to face here in a long time. Last week, you know, I didn't even get to talk to you, Imani, on the show. And, you know, weeks before, we were just on the phone and doing this and that. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the day when we're going to finally be able to sit down in a room all together with a guest and record a Brad Gilmore show face to face. Looking forward to that. But, hey, Motai, I wanted to run something by you. Me and Trey Yancey from 2011 always would talk about Nick Cannon. And the reason we would talk about Nick Cannon is because Nick Cannon had an awesome lineup of women that he dated, right? These women include Nicole Scherzinger, Christina Milian, Saleta E. Banks, Kim Kardashian.
He dated Kim Kardashian?
He did. Kim Kardashian, Mariah Carey, among others. Now, somebody like me, I look at that lineup and I'm like, holy mother of good God. Those are all incredibly attractive women, and Nick Cannon wins in life, right? But here's the thing. Today I was perusing Twitter, and I was looking, you know how sometimes you're on Twitter, and then you see someone tweet something, you click it, and then you click that person's page, and they tweeted out this picture, and then you click that picture, and then that leads you to another thing, and da-da-da-da. So I was doing that, and then all of a sudden, you know, I find this thing of it's a diagram. It's called Derek Jeter's Dating Diamond. Derek Jeter, obviously one of the most famous baseball players of all time for the New York Yankees. And he just retired. And they put out a baseball diamond, almost like a starting lineup, of the women that Derek Jeter has dated. Now, here I am. I'm going to read out the list of women Derek Jeter has dated and what position they play on his baseball diamond. Are you ready for this, DJ Motai?
I'm ready.
Some of these names I don't know, but I recognize. Like I mean, I recognize the name, but I can't put a face to it. But some of them just sound sexy, and I don't even know what they look like. So starting,
I'm looking at it right now. I just pulled it up.
Okay, starting at catcher is Minka Kelly. I think Minka is just a sexy name. I don't know who she is though. But we're gonna keep going. first base, Jordana Brewster. Second base, Adriana Lima. Now, holy mother of good God. You know who Adriana Lima is, right, DJ Motai?
Yes, I do.
The Victoria's Secret model, who is hotter than, oh my Lord.
She's man. Oh, I'm looking at, oh, wow.
Who are you looking at? Are you looking at the whole thing?
Yeah, but I'm looking at Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get there. So second base, Adriana Lima. So he's already got to get mad street cred for Adriana Lima. All right? Then moving to shortstop, Scarlett Johansson. Like,
man,
how do you go from Adriana Lima, Scarlett Johansson next? Like, this guy is just winning in life, right? Not only is he winning World Series.
He's still got the left field, right field, and center field.
Dude, we're going to get there. Third base, Vanessa Manillo. Now, if you remember the TV show Charmed from back in the day, Vanessa Manillo. Oh, no, that's not. I'm thinking someone else. Vanessa Manillo is the lady who was the host of TRL, and I think she's married to Nick Lachey now. Vanessa Manillo is hot.
Oh, wow, yeah. I just saw a picture of her.
Vanessa Manillo. Are you looking at these women as I'm talking about them?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Well, no, just that one. I didn't know who that was.
Vanessa Manillo's hot. She's super hot. Moving into the right field position, Jessica Biel, the current Mrs. Timberlake. Jessica Biel, man. We all remember that scene from I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. You know what I'm talking about? Where she's like in her bra and underwear, and Adam Sandler gets to grab onto her lady parts, if you know what I'm saying. And what a lucky man that is. You know, it's not like he wrote the script or anything like that, but wrote that part of the movie. But man, Jessica Biel, Seventh Heaven fame, she's so hot. I still think she's like one of the hottest women ever. And then moving from Jessica Biel at right field, center field, Jessica Alba.
He got both Jessicas.
He got, you know, if he had Jessica Simpson, that would have been a trifecta. Trifecta. But Jessica Alba, man, I remember the first time, you know, I remember seeing Jessica Alba was in the Fantastic Four when that movie came out. She played the Invisible Woman. And I was like, who is this? She's hot. And then I saw Honey, and I'm like, man, this girl's super hot. And then I saw her Meet the Fockers or whatever, Little Fockers or whatever. And I'm like, man, she's stupid hot. And I've always had a thing for Jessica Alba, so I'm really mad at Derek Jeter for that. Moving on to left field, the current Mrs. Cannon, Mariah Carey. Touch my body, Mariah Carey. How is this man – I don't even understand how he's been able to pull all of this off. And here he is in this picture just next to, like, the diagram, just smiling. I'd be smiling too, Derek Jeter.
Yep, that's me.
And then his designated hitter is Tyra Banks. Man, this guy is just a winner. He's winning in life. You know that? He's just a life winner.
You know, if you scroll down, well, I don't know if you're on the same side as me, but there's also Ryan Gosling, Timberlake, Ray J.
I didn't see all that, no.
See that one?
No.
Oh, this is Derek Jeter's dating diamond versus five other all-star players.
Okay. Let's hear it. Let's hear Justin Timberlake. Who's Justin Timberlake dated in his career?
All right, so I'll start with
Yeah, let's do it.
Got Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
And then first base, Fergie.
Fergie?
Yeah.
Huh. JT.
And then, second base,
Olivia Munn, she's hot. She used to host Attack of the Show on G4 TV. Olivia Munn's hot. She's super hot.
Okay. All right. Third base, we have Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Cameron Diaz. Man, I remember when I saw The Mask. Remember the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey? That was Cameron Diaz's first film. And when I saw her in that film, I was like, God. This woman has to be the most attractive thing I've ever seen. So keep going, though. That's third base. Who we got? Who else we got?
All right. Where do you want to go next?
Go to shortstop. Who's playing shortstop?
Shortstop, we have Tatiana Ali.
What?
I don't know who that is.
That's Ashley from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No way.
Yeah. Timberlake and Tatiana Ali?
Whoa.
Man, JT, I don't know, man. You're competing with Derek Jeter right now. Well, keep going, Motai. Keep going.
Man, all right. So we have, we have pitcher as Jessica Biel as pitcher.
Yeah, Jessica Biel's current wife. Obviously, I just talked about her. Super hot pitcher. Yeah. Good choice to lock her down. But keep going, Motai.
All right. And then we have, Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Now, that's the one I was talking about. Alyssa Milano was the one from Charmed. I always get her and Vanessa Manillo mixed up. Alyssa Milano, she's the one from the TV show Charmed. She's super hot, too.
Isn't she from, I'm thinking about somebody else. But, yeah, I see what you're talking about. All right. In right field. Britney Spears.
Yeah, you know, hey, we got to admit, she's had her crazy periods in life, but Britney Spears, I mean, man, I remember, man, the Toxic video, the I'm a Slave for You, all those songs, and then, man, she came out at, like, the Video Music Awards with, like, with the snake around her, you know, and she's just, like, dancing. Oh, man.
Oh, crazy.
Britney Spears sexy, man. Britney Spears still sexy.
All right, on Twitter, we have Alicia Keys. Dang.
Man, Timberlake?
Let's see. Who's his last person? We have, was a designated hitter. That would be, where is it? Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Yeah, I do not know who that is.
I'm about to search who that is.
Is that Channing Tatum's wife?
I don't know. I'm about to see.
Let's see. Who you got, Motai? Who is she? Give me that Wikipedia search. Give me the search.
She's an American actress and dancer.
All right.
Let's see. Yep. Her spouse is Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum's wife. Man. Timberlake. Oh, I don't know, man. Who do you think has the better lineup now? Are we going with Derek Jeter or Justin Timberlake?
Oh, man. That's a hard decision, dude. Let's see.
I got to go with Jeter,
you know,
man.
I don't know.
I got to go with Jeter because he had Scarlett, Lima, Carrie, Alba, Beal, Manillo, Banks, Kelly, Davis, Brewster.
You know what? I would expect it to be the other way around.
Yeah, really, you know? But, man, I mean, really, when your second baseman is Adriana Lima, I mean, you kind of automatically win by default there.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, I was looking at that today, and I was like, wow, what a starting lineup. What an all-star team Derek Jeter has put together. So applause to you, sir. Just a major applause to you. I can't believe it, man. So anyway, that was Derek Jeter's starting lineup. I would love to be able to sit and talk to him for an hour. Not even on air. Just, bro, just let me know. Just tell me, how was it, man? Everything. Just let me know, dog. That's insane. That's ridiculous. You know, it's just funny how these celebrities end up together, you know, sometimes, and they end up dating, and you're just like, man, how did these two cross paths? Like, the one that recently got me is Khloe Kardashian and French Montana are dating now.
What?
Yeah. And I just don't see that one. And no disrespect to French Montana, but I don't look at him and be like, man, he's going to be with a Kardashian. You know what I mean? He seems like, I don't know, he'd be with, you know, I don't know, man. He looks like a, what's his name? He kind of looks like Shock G from the Humpty Dance if he was like a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? He kind of reminds me of Shock G. If Shock G and Boston George cross paths, you'd get French Montana in looks. That's what he looks like.
I definitely see that.
No shots at all. That's no shots to anybody. I'm just saying that's exactly what he looks like to me. So funny stuff with that. I don't know. Do you put them two together? French and Khloe?
No. Are you looking at pictures? I'm looking at pictures right now, and it doesn't seem like it's a bad pair.
Okay.
Or odd pair.
No, okay. Not bad looking. Not bad looking?
No, not too bad.
Well, that's good, man. I didn't know. I had no idea what they look like. But that's interesting, man. I think that them together is just strange to me because they seem like they're from opposite ends of the world. You know, we have But I guess, you know, the Kardashians like their African-American men, and they like their rap stars. And, you know, maybe it does make sense. I don't know. But, man, hey, I wanted to talk about it, man. We're almost done with the month of July. July's almost finished. We're almost done with July. And we almost haven't talked about on the show. I mean, we have a lot. But we are nominated for the Houston Press Music Award. Hold on. I got Ashley Imani calling in. Give me a second, Motai. Let me merge these calls here. Imani. Ashley Imani.
Yeah.
She's here.
Not Imani.
How you doing, Imani?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the show. Welcome here. What's going on? What are you doing? Where are you right now?
We're on air already.
Yeah, we're on air already. This is how it works.
What Motai say?
He said,
"You late."
You late, Imani. We talk about your serial latestness all the time, and here you are, continuing your path down the late path of life.
Damn.
What are you doing? Where are you?
I'm in the bathroom putting on my makeup.
You're I thought you were about to say use the bathroom to take care of some business.
I was about to say, whoa. Different kind of naughty money I don't want to know about. That's not naughty money. That's nasty money.
Okay, you got you.
That's nasty money.
Okay.
Man, Imani, we just got done having a pretty good conversation about the women of Derek Jeter's life. You need to hear this list real quick, and I want to get your opinion on it. What your thoughts on this list, real quick? I'm gonna tell you the women that Derek Jeter, the New York Yankee. You know who that is?
No.
You don't know who Derek Jeter is, but it's okay. I don't expect you to know. But listen to these women that he's dated during the time of his career. Tyra Banks, Minka Kelly, Jordana Brewster, Adriana Lima, Scarlett Johansson, Vanessa Manillo, Mariah Carey, Jessica Alba, and Jessica Biel.
Whoa.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
He must have the juice.
Oh, yeah. He never did. He never took the juice. No steroid charges, but he has the juice. I'm telling you. That guy.
Like, do you know how many beautiful women you just listed?
Adriana Lima, Scarlett Johansson.
Adriana Lima is like my all-time favorite.
She's so hot.
Damn, Scarlett.
Scarlett, Alba, and Beale, both Jessicas, man.
Damn, and Mariah Carey.
Jesus.
And Mariah.
If he would have had one more name on there, I would bow down to Derek Jeter as one of the greatest people to ever walk the face of the earth. If he had Salma Hayek on that list, it'd been over. It'd have been done. We could have all gone home and quit our jobs because we're not topping Derek Jeter.
Right. Damn, that's crazy.
That is crazy. But we were actually talking about today. I got up, I checked my email, and there it was, boom, in my email, our official invitation, 2011's official invitation to this year's Houston Press Music Awards ceremony going down August the 7th at Warehouse Live. It's a private award ceremony. 2011 was granted, you know, our tickets to go because we are nominated for Best Rap Group.
For Best? Yes. That's I'm so excited about that, Brad.
Category 16. Go to musicawardspoll.houstonpress.com. Cast your vote. You have until July the 31st at 11:59 p.m. Make sure you go vote for us. And then, Motai, why don't you tell them what we're going to be doing immediately after the award ceremony?
Immediately after. This is August 7th, all right?
Yes.
We have the Ignorance Pre-Show hosted by Brad Gilmore.
Blah.
Presented by Otis Fam and Lunaface.
Blah. And performances by Stox, 2011, Ray P, and much, much more. Many more acts on the bill. It's going to be an awesome show. It's going down. Do you have the address on that, Motai?
You know what? I don't have the address. Oh, wait. It's 850 McKee Street. That's 850 McKee Street.
Did you say this is August 2nd?
August 7th, the same day as the awards. But speaking of August 2nd, you can also catch 2011 at this year's OPA Fest, OPA Festival.
And Ashley Imani, too.
And Ashley Imani, too, along with other names, including Doe Beezy.
And Live Out Loud.
Yeah, including other names such as Live Out Loud, Doe Beezy, Jack Freeman, Hoodstar Chance, Vari V, and much more, all going down August the 2nd at OPA Fest at Discovery Green, which is a part of the Night to Remember series. This is a Night to Remember 5. Motai, do you remember the first Night to Remember we played?
Can I say it one more time?
Do you remember the first Night to Remember that we played?
Yeah, because it was a Night to Remember, of course.
It was in 2012, I think, or 2011. No, it was in 2011.
Yeah, I think it was 2011.
2011, Miller Outdoor Theater, and we rocked the house 2 years, 3 years in a row. This is our fourth time doing Night to Remember. Shout out to the whole Poindexter family for keep reaching out. Shout out to my guy, Jaron Smalls, Smalls Media, for helping put all this stuff together. OPA Fest goes down August the 2nd, Discovery Green, and then the 7th, check us out, Ignorance Pre-Show. The 8th, I'll be at Warehouse Live hosting with 100 Stoppa, Dough Man, and Dwayne Wavy, all at Warehouse Live. Information on that, check my Instagram and Twitter. And then August 9th, I'm back at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex, 16511 Diana Lane for Reality of Wrestling, follow-up to Summer of Champions. Had to plug all those dates real quick. But are you looking forward, Monty, to August 2nd?
Yes, I am. This is going to be Live Out Loud's fourth time, and this is going to be my third. But this is my first time at Discovery Green, though.
Yes, so last year they did the concert at Discovery Green, and we played last year, and the previous 2 years were at Miller Outdoor Theater.
Exactly.
Which Miller Outdoors. Yeah, go ahead.
Those are the ones that I did, and then last year, Live Out Loud performed with Daniel Fortune, but I was out of town, so I couldn't do that.
It's all good, though. You're going to be back this year at Discovery Green. I really love that Miller Outdoor Theater venue, though. It just had such an epic feel.
Yes.
I love that venue. I loved it so much. The only thing I didn't like is DJ Motai, you were like off on the side of the stage where they had the DJ set up.
Yeah, man. I didn't like that either. I was like, I feel so far away from everybody.
Well, first of all, it was like a big stage, so obviously, you know, we're going to be spread out more. And, you know, I didn't realize, man, ooh, I need, you know, I think I ran out there and I started running across the stage and I'm like, ooh, I need to save my breath. This stage is bigger than I realized.
Yeah.
And then I see Motai on the other end of the earth. He's like in East Asia, and I'm here in North America, and I'm like, geez. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. August the 2nd.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Is Nadi Mani gonna make an appearance?
Yeah, probably.
Oh yeah, probably, fellas. You heard it here. Make sure you go over to OPA Fest on August 2nd at Discovery Green, and you can see Nadi Mani in person. So make sure you check that out. It's interesting stuff going down the coming weeks, man.
I am dying right now, Fred. You are so.
Well, hey, you created Nadi Mani. Me and Motai just named Nadi Mani.
No,
you created it.
Yeah, no, you were the first one to say it.
Yeah, you said it, Mani. You have to admit it. You said I'm Nadi Mani. Nadi Mani. It wasn't a setup. But anyway.
I just
wanted to talk about Monty. So like when you get ready for like Live Out Loud and y'all are going to a performance, like what, do you have like several sessions of rehearsals? What goes on when you're preparing for a big show?
Well, we have first of all, we have separate rehearsals first. So I get all my dance moves and my lineups together, and then I give them the music, and then they practice on the music side. And then we come together for a match rehearsal. Many match rehearsals. And we just put the show together because we like to, you know, we like to give an actual show, we like to entertain, you know, so that's how we have to do it.
And, you know, you're privileged to be able to work with a full band all the time, you know, that's just an awesome thing to be able to work with.
Right.
You know, and you can kind of create stuff organically and kind of change. And you can change stuff like on site. You know, if you're like, man, this isn't working, you know, y'all can go into something else immediately. You know, you don't have to do the whole song and stuff like that. You know, it just
benefits
a lot. It benefits a lot to have a full band.
It's definitely live. And then not only is it live to have a full band, but to have a band that's like family. You know, we all like we never even argue or have disagreements or anything like that. I mean, we may debate, but that's the most, you know, that's ever happened. That's why I want them to come on the show so we can give you some background. It's actually really interesting. So,
and we're definitely going to have Live Out Loud here in the coming weeks on the Brad Gilmore Show. I was telling Motai, once we're able to sit down in a room together all at the same time, face to face, things will be a lot easier to conduct the interviews, because there's no way we can interview a full band over the phone. There's no way.
Hey, Brett, I got some bad news for you.
Oh, no. What's up?
We're going to have to go one more week without us all meeting in the same room.
Why?
Because after today, as our listeners are listening, July 21st, on the 22nd, the night of the 22nd, I will be going out of town, and I won't be back until Saturday, the 26th.
So you're going out of town on the 21st? When is that? Is that tomorrow?
No, the 22nd. That's Tuesday, yeah. That's the Tuesday. And as you guys know, we record on a Thursday. So I'll be back for the rest of the week.
Motai, man. Motai, what's the deal, Motai? What's the deal, Motai?
You need to plan around Thursday, Monday, Motai.
Huh?
You need to plan around these days.
Yeah, Motai.
Yeah, I know, but I'm, you know.
We'll try to figure something out. We'll try to see if we can't record the show earlier for next week, or at least do an interview earlier. We'll figure it out.
I think that's possible. That's definitely possible.
It's definitely possible. Okay. We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure it out together. But, you know, you said you return on the 26th. I want to do one more plug real quick. July the 26th at the Humble Civic Center, Reality Wrestling's first pay-per-view event, featuring such stars as Booker T., Teddy Long, Diamond Dallas Page, Devon Dudley, Raj Singh, and NXT's own Rich Brennan, all in the same building, along with the stars of Reality Wrestling. Make sure you go get your tickets right now, realitywrestling.com. I can't believe we're almost done with the show already. We're coming up on like 30, 40 minutes here in our just little talk right here. Anything y'all want to talk about before we wrap everything up?
I think I've said everything I needed to say.
You don't have anything coming up, Motai?
I mean, you know, tonight, of course, you got Debonair.
Yeah, Debonair Showcase. Debonair Showcase is tonight. That is correct. Awesome. Cafe 4212, 4212 Alameda Road. Doors at 9 p.m. or 8 p.m. 8 One of the two. Have anything else coming up, Motai?
Not this week, man.
Not this week? What about you, Monty? Anything you need to plug? Anything you need to talk about? Anything you want to get off your chest? Naughty Monty?
No, I'm good.
You're good. Well, hey, next week we're going to try to figure out a time where we can set up and record before Motai is out of here, because I have to see y'all face-to-face. I'm tired of hearing y'all's voices over the phone. I want to be able to hear y'all and see y'all in person. So we got to figure this out for next week, all right, Motai?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, for Motai and Ashley Imani, Brad Gilmore, episode 62 of the Brad Gilmore Show. Next week we're going to be in the same room, I promise you. Fans, we're going to be in the same room next time. We're going to have a great guest. We're going to figure this out. Motai's schedule has effed us too many times. I'm just joking, Motai. I'm just joking. But last week, we were supposed to meet up, and then Motai's like, oh, I have to take my brother to the doctor. And then at the last minute, Motai's like, oh, I forgot. No, that's this week. You know, that's next week I got to take my brother to the doctor, which is right this time right now. And then it's like, oh, and I'm going out of town, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm DJ Motai.
Hey, man, I'm
busy.
And my DJ.
And my DJ. I move all the... This is racist. We're racist, Monty. this is racist. But, hey, we'll talk to all y'all next week here, face-to-face. Y'all aren't going to hear these phone call voices anymore after this show. Face-to-face. Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I'll talk to y'all next week. And love you all, fans. We love you all. Thank you very much. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.